is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. It is the Wednesday edition as we kick off hour number one. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so do enjoy those there on the house, freetalklive.com. Well, I woke up this morning, and normally I wake up at a, you know, right on the hour, and my alarm clock is set to turn onto the radio, not the beeping alarm.
Yeah, that stinks. That beeping alarm thing, not a lot of fun.
No.
The radio's just better in general.
And so what did I hear? Well, I heard a maudlin tone in the announcer's voice, and immediately I could tell that somebody had died.
Yes. And somebody important.
It wasn't long before the dead man's name was revealed as President Gerald Ford, or former president. For some reason, they refer to former presidents as president for the rest of their lives, even though they're not actually president anymore. And I knew what was to be expected for the remainder of my listening time, because normally I just sort of lounge for a half an hour as I gain consciousness and just sort of listen to the radio for a half an hour in the mornings. And it actually gave me incentive to get out of bed early this morning because I just didn't want to listen to just this maudlin, sentimental, excessively sentimental crap.
So Gerald Ford, not one of your favorite presidents?
No president in recent history qualifies as a favorite president of mine. And what really bothers me about this, and it wasn't long ago that I guess Ronald Reagan was the most recent one before Ford to pass away, so it wasn't long ago that the news people had already gone through this, and of course they have their pre-written stories because they know that the president's going to croak at some point, so they've already got the news stories ready to go out the door.
Mm-hmm.
They just put a few finishing touches on it, and boom, they've got it on the air and in newsprint and all of that. And it just really bugs me because the hero worship that you encounter all over the place. I mean, it just, the news organizations don't say anything but good things about these presidents. They might maybe touch on a scandal or two or something like that, but for the most part, their coverage in these matters when a president dies focuses on, he was a great man. He was a good man. He was a good father, a good grandfather, a good, you know, on and on about what a great guy this man was. But really, the presidents in recent time, maybe they would be good guys like to sit down and have a beer with, but they weren't good men as far as what they actually did. They presided over some of the greatest growths of government in recent history. They signed bills that approved bigger government, more government programs. And more government programs and bigger government means less freedom. These people aren't heroes. They weren't your friend. They're not even your family members. Why is it that Americans have this obsession with worshiping U.S. presidents? It's disgusting to me. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. That's 1-800-259-9231. If you can help explain to me what this obsession is, this hero worship with American presidents.
You know, Gerald Ford, the good thing I must say about him was he only served about 2 years because he filled in for Nixon when Nixon was ousted. So he didn't have a chance to do much damage, and he did veto about 66 bills. How many bills has President Bush vetoed in the 6 years he's been president?
65 less than that.
True. You know, I was so distracted by this, I don't even know if we went around and introduced ourselves. It's Ian here with you tonight.
And Wayne.
And Mark. We did, actually.
Did we? Okay.
I think that, well, the most amazing thing about Gerald Ford is he was, in fact, never elected. He was never elected either vice president or president. So, I like him for that reason. He didn't belong in there. And I think that the reason, it seems obvious that the reason that people like to have a figurehead, they like to have a person to, they have like to have a face on the thing, and the president's the face of the United States government.
I understand.
Progressively, I understand you do. And progressively, things have gone, you know, over time, they've gotten more and more power, they've flexed their muscles more and more. I mean, now, essentially, what you have is a dictator. I mean, you have the White House saying to the, to its different places that they can't print news stories. I mean, you know, things are, the amendments are getting slowly whittled down, and as far as I'm concerned, pretty soon we'll just be electing our dictator.
Okay, that's fine, and we've certainly focused on that enough, but I really wanted to talk more about the hero worship that people engage in when it comes to the president. It seems to be fed to some extent by the news media. Like, they, you know, the old question is, does the news media essentially create the news, or do they just report on the news? Are they really, are they reflecting what American people's values and wants are, or are they creating what American people's values and wants and desires are? And I think that can be something that can be argued. Maybe it's a bit of both. But nonetheless, this, I mean, looking at ABCnews.com, they've got these columns on their site with different titles, like Most Popular Stories of 2006, Celebrity Interviews of 2006, of course, right at the top of the news, as though that's really important. But then Gerald Ford, I mean, he occupies a good one-fourth of the entire column length. I mean, it's just there's story after story about what a great man Gerald Ford was and people reflecting on his legacy. And it's just the same old crap with just a different guy. They did the same thing with Ronald Reagan. They did the same thing with Princess Diana overseas. I mean, it was just the most bizarre thing to me when she died and a bunch of people in the United States who don't even really have that sort of same connection to her were all upset and crying in the streets.
It does. That to me was the most baffling thing I've ever seen, was the Princess Di situation.
You know, people who are on television a lot, when you see their face on TV, even if you don't know them personally, people tend to feel like they know somebody personally, like they remember their family when they see them on television all the time.
Right. And no, that I understand. That's, you know, that's goes back to what we were talking about a few days ago about radio and how it's really personal. And when you're listening to the radio, you're listening to someone talking to you, even though they're really talking to everyone and no one at the same time or whoever else happens to be in the same room. But there's that personal connection that's made. It's the same way with television. But at least with most television stars, you could say that, for instance, James Brown died yesterday. No, it was yesterday. Yeah, I guess it was Christmas Day is what it was. James Brown died before President Ford, and at least James Brown produced a product for people. At least he produced entertainment for people. He actually did something constructive with his life. He's worth remembering for the positive things that he created. Presidents, they don't create positive things. They create destruction of freedom. And I'm sick and tired of hearing people just blather about how wonderful they were. They weren't.
You know, at the time it happened when Ford became president, the country was much different back then. There was a lot more freedom in America, and actually the government was reeling because of the Watergate scandal, and the president didn't have that much power back then. They brought Ford in because he was an honorable guy. He was in the Senate for a long time, and they felt that the American people would embrace him because he was an upstanding guy compared to what else was out there.
I guess. I mean, you're comparing cancers, essentially. Comparing one thug to another.
And at the time, the economy was in big trouble in the 70s because they had gone off the gold standard in 71, and we started having inflation. We had an oil crisis, actually two of them in the 70s. And Ford was responsible for bringing in Paul Volcker to head the Fed at the time, who raised interest rates. He did something that wasn't politically popular. At that time, a mortgage in the late 70s was up around 20%.
Yeah, it was huge.
Wow.
It was huge.
Yeah.
Because they had to tighten the money supply a bit and get things back under control because inflation was so rampant in the 70s.
Well, maybe it's true that he was a little bit better than his predecessor or the person who followed him, but that doesn't justify the hero worship. It doesn't justify the obsession that Americans appear to have over their presidents. They exalt them. They lift them up as though they're somebody who deserves this extra attention, as though they're somebody who is so much more special than every other American. The point of the American presidency originally, as I understood it, was that a regular American would be the president of America. He wasn't to be worshipped. He wasn't to be exalted, held up as a ruler or a king or anything like
that. But did that ever happen?
What, did it ever happen that it was just a regular guy?
Yeah.
I think in the beginning they were certainly more regular than
they didn't
they
have as
now.
Much power, but I would not say that was true. You're talking about the leaders from that time, too.
And I don't think we should exalt them either. More's on the way. I want to hear from you. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
The statistics are heart-wrenching. According to the CWC, of the 43 million people who have served in the major wars, from the Revolutionary War to the Gulf War, 3 million never made it home alive. Most likely, each one of us can say we either knew someone who served or know a brave soul who is currently serving our country. Now there is a unique way to pay tribute to the courageous men and women who spend their lives protecting our freedom and to those who have lost their lives doing so. Davis Products is offering high-quality, solid-cast aluminum memorial markers for your American flag. Each memorial marker is specifically designed to represent one of 15 wars. All markers include a 3/8 inch pointed and threaded aluminum rod, painted and highlighted for an appearance that is unforgettable. What better way to pay homage to our enlisted loved ones? Davis Products memorial markers are only $9 a piece and can be ordered by calling 814-827-4946. That's 814-827-4946. Or visit davis-products.com. That's davis-products.com.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the Wednesday edition, and it's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are totally free. That is freetalklive.com. And those features include the bulletin board system. Over 140,000 posts await you. Over 1,300 people interacting. It's all there, and it's a lot of fun. bbs.freetalklive.com will get you right to it. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? Well, SACL CAI does collections, and they do it in a whole new way. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep those clients, too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com or call 1-800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live. Talking about the death of President Gerald Ford, and not in the same way that you probably heard all over the radio and television today, which, of course, is just, I think maudlin has to be the best word for it, just excessively sentimental coverage about a man who, while he may have been better than some presidents, was still the president of the United States, which inevitably in recent times certainly meant that he was passing laws and signing laws into effect that that increased the government's control over your life. Okay. Now, I wasn't alive for it, so I don't specifically know which laws they were, but I know that pretty much every president in the last 100 years has been a bad president in that way.
The thing that got him in real trouble was that he pardoned Tricky Dick Nixon. And
right.
People got angry over it, and that's why Carter won in 76.
Yeah, 2 years later.
Yes.
So their memory was that long. And right. Carter, probably the worst president we ever had, from what I understand.
Now, what makes you say that?
Just
some people would argue George Bush is the worst. Some people would argue that Bill Clinton is the worst.
You know, they might be able to make it. I would like to argue with somebody that Bill Clinton is the worst president we've ever had. I've just been told that so many times that I guess I believe it.
They've all been bad in different ways.
President Ford, who died Tuesday night at the age of 93, will be remembered as a president with a great sense of humor. This is according to ABC News, and a lot of integrity. ABC News anchors and correspondents said today on Good Morning America. Anchor Charlie Gibson said he was also a transitional president. He transitioned this country from a time of great angst and anger. Watergate was the first time that the public realized that public officials can lie to you. What? Really? Was it Watergate? Is that when Americans finally had that realization?
What a surprise.
Oh, boy. What about the Vietnam War, all the lies that were told?
Right, well, this
no,
just,
that's when the American public figured out it was Watergate. Yes, that's when they finally figured it out.
This just shows how they just gloss over everything. Whenever it comes to a president who dies, oh, he's transitional period president. He helped the country get away from its angst over Richard Nixon. He's such a great man. Ford was appointed vice president when Spiro Agnew resigned after he pleaded no contest to tax evasion, then assumed the office of president where Richard Nixon resigned in disgrace after the Watergate scandal. People distrusted Washington, and Jerry Ford came in as a very decent man, said Gibson. Ford angered the public, however, when he pardoned former President Nixon. ABC News' Sam Donaldson said his approval ratings plummeted, said Donaldson, and some people thought that there was a deal. Ford, however, went before Congress to defend his decision. Later, however, he was presented with the Profiles in Courage Award at the John F. Kennedy Presidential Library in May of 2001 for his pardon of Nixon. So apparently it was really courageous of him to pardon a convicted president. Was he convicted of anything, or was he just ousted from office?
They were going to impeach him, and so Nixon resigned, which I think a few people probably thought Clinton was going to when they were going to impeach him, but Clinton held on. But at the time, in the 70s, it was a little bit different time, and Nixon did resign knowing that there were enough votes in the Senate to impeach him. He didn't want to be removed from office, so he just resigned.
I see. It's that way he could hold on to a little bit of his legacy, that sort of thing?
Well, dignity.
Might as well go.
Dignity, too. You don't want to be a jailbird as a former president. That would be awful.
You don't want to be the first president who was successfully impeached, or I don't know exactly how the terminology works. Apparently there's been impeachments, but not they haven't been removed from office as a result of those impeachments or something like that.
But Nixon actually became very, very ill after leaving office and almost died.
Really? Yeah. Why?
He had phlebitis. He had some serious medical issues that were probably prompted or brought on by stress, the stress of resigning and going through all that shame. And he suffered a lot, and I think that was
good.
Probably...
He deserved it.
Yeah,
bad karma.
You're right. And he was dishonest, and he was, as
most
it turned out, he wasn't what he purported to be when he ran for office.
Most of these presidents don't get what they deserve, unfortunately. Richard Norton Smith said it was an amazing moment. He's an ABC News consultant and former director of the Ford Presidential Library, so really somebody who worships this man. Gerald Ford lived long enough to see a sea change take place. It took a long time to see that as a necessary and courageous act, that is, the pardoning of Richard Nixon. Ford was an exceptional athlete, even receiving offers from professional football teams, which he turned down to go to law school. Quote, his health was not bad until the last year or so, said Smith. In some ways, I think he felt guilty in his early career in Congress. He was on the road so much, but I think he made up for that. And then they go on to talk about his family life and how he loved his wife. It was a wonderful love story, blah, blah, blah. Well, you know, a lot of Americans die every single day. And they loved their wives and husbands, and they did things in their lives that made a difference in other people's lives. Maybe it was creating a business, creating a product, and putting that on the marketplace that helped people do something, for instance.
You're right, but they're not famous. That's our society. Even if when Rosie O'Donnell dies someday, they'll do the same thing with her, and same with Roseanne Barr and a lot of people in the media.
Yeah, you know, there's a singularity to the presidential, you know, the office of president.
There's only one president.
There's only one president. There have only been 44 of them up to this point. And so,
when was the last time a vice president died and we got this kind of coverage? When was the last time a vice president died? I don't even know.
But they're not as famous.
Right.
Yeah, vice presidents are really, you know, don't count for much. Was it Mondale Carter's? Agnew was Nixon's. Ford. Ford had somebody who was obviously not elected either. He wasn't elected, so obviously theirs weren't either. I couldn't tell you. I can't remember a.
They're pretty
a vice president.
Singular too. I mean, vice presidents are singular as well. Why singular don't they get the same respect?
Generally, singular failures.
Yeah, but vice presidents operate behind the scenes a bit more than the president does.
Right. That's true.
But again, it's fame worship more than anything.
That's really what it is, and we have this, it's been said that politics is essentially the Hollywood for ugly people, right?
Yes.
I've heard that. I don't know how much I believe that entirely, and please, make them Hollywood. I mean, at least the Hollywood actors, you just have to listen to them. You have to do what the politicians say, and that's what just makes me so darn angry.
Well, I guess the point of that statement is that they're worshipped in the same way as Hollywood stars, except they're not worshipped for their beauty or their talents. They're worshipped simply because they're politicians.
But they have power.
And they have power.
They have power.
Right. And I think that's what some of these news people really salivate over, these news people that are just drooling over Gerald Ford and whoever it is, whoever the next dead politician is going to be. They salivate over that power. It's exciting to journalists, the power.
I think it's an interesting parallel between Hollywood actors and politicians. There's so many similarities.
What really found, what I found was quite a parallel was, I guess, at one point during George Bush's swearing in, I don't know if it was the 2004 or 2001, but the commentators were calling it almost like it was some sort of a Hollywood gala, talking about, oh, doesn't the president's wife look ravishing in her outfit today? And that's all it was. It was just total worship of these personalities who are essentially thugs with suits on. More's on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
What is the secret of the sea? It's the exciting food from the sea, and it can be yours with Nature's Original Superfood from Wachter's. This excellent exclusive blend of Wachter's sea vegetation is bursting with over 65 trace minerals and vitamins. Our sea vegetation contains 40 times more nutrients than any land-grown vegetation. You would need almost 20 pounds of alfalfa, 10 pounds of spirulina, and 40 pounds of wheat to get the same nutritional value found in only 1 pound of Wachter's exclusive blend of sea plants. Over 75 years of experience has made Wachter's the leader in sea vegetation nutrition. Experience the benefits for yourself today. Call Wachter's today to order your bottle of sea vegetation. Join us on a business associate call to learn more at 800-682-7100. That's 800-682-7100. Or visit our website at wachters.com. That's W-A-C-H-T-E-R-S.com.
Shelly, you look exhausted. What's wrong?
I am so tired. I just get so hot at night and can't sleep. I have tried everything. All kinds of fans, sheets, pillows. You name it, I've tried it.
My husband has always been a hot sleeper. He's never had a good night's sleep. Then we discovered something that really helps. It's called the Bedfan Personal Cooling System.
The what?
The Bedfan Personal Cooling System. It will keep you cool all night long and will work for everyone that sleeps hot. No matter what the reason, you can see it at bedfan.com.
How well are you sleeping? Are you getting the rest your body needs? Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The Bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? Or are you looking for the perfect gift for that person who has everything? The Bedfan is the answer.
Visit bedfan.com. That's bed, F, A-N.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At ResearchHerbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on ResearchHerbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at ResearchHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Thank you for listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. That is the Packet 8 toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site totally free, including updates. You get signed up, we'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Get on the list at updates.freetalklive.com. Like everything else at freetalklive.com, it is completely free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. And register now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, February 23rd through the 25th. Meet libertarian superstars like John Stossel, Michael Van Ark, and many more. The most influential libertarians in America will be there. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum to get signed up and to learn more. That is freestateproject.org/libertyforum. As we turn to Downsize DC, and our friend Jim Babka, he wrote a pretty good email, and so I wanted to share it with you. Since we're talking about government, in that Gerald Ford just died, and we're getting a bunch of maudlin news coverage about how wonderful of a man he was, when in fact he's just another president, which means he passed a bunch of big government legislation. And I think, as you said, somebody emailed you a moment ago, Mark, with a comment on Ford. Did you want to share that?
Yeah, I don't have it right in front of me, but he said that the worst thing that that Gerald Ford did was restore people's faith in government. That's worse than anything Nixon could have ever done.
It wasn't necessarily because he was such a great guy. It was just that he wasn't as bad as Nixon, and so people thought that everything was going to be okay, I guess, right?
It's the law of contrast.
Yeah, exactly. It looked like everything was roses in comparison, I suppose. Downsize DC co-founder Harry Brown used to say, "Ladies and gentlemen, you know it and I know it. Government doesn't work." In some ways, I was prone to think that he overstated this his point, says Jim Babka. But then I look at the news from a single week. Evidence also abounds for the DC downsizer principle that big government harms you, hurts your family, injures your neighbor, damages your industry, and destroys your community. It even kills innocent people. Yes, big government fails, just like Harry Brown said, but it's actually much worse than that. Big government is all too often the very cause of the pain we're experiencing, the very pains from which politicians are promising to rescue us. Now, if we actually did have a president worth exalting and hero-worshipping, he would be a president who presided over the downsizing of government. He would be a president who vetoed all of the big government bills that were put in front of his desk. He would be a president who signed bills that gutted the size of the federal government, that decimated these alphabet agencies that we have currently in Washington, D.C. today. I wouldn't mind reflecting on how positive of an influence that that man had on, or woman, had on the country. But we haven't had one of those presidents in recent history.
Well, Reagan tried. Reagan actually did cut some programs and set out to do that, but he had too many people around him who were neoconservatives, and he also had a Democratic Congress at the time, so he was swimming uphill.
Well, I hear people make excuses for Reagan, but according to what Harry Brown wrote a few years ago, he presided over one of the largest increases in government in history, something like a 69% increase over the 8 years that he was president. So he didn't try real hard.
Well,
he could have vetoed more bills.
Wayne is correct that it was a Democratic House and a Democratic Congress during the entire...
Right, but they would need to...
Hold on, let me finish. During the entirety, and I would agree with you that he could have... vetoed these things, but Reagan's big soft spot was just like all the Republicans, that half of the government, and it really is half of the government that is the military.
Mm.
The bureaucrats that carry guns. Republicans like the bureaucrats that carry guns. The Democrats like the bureaucrats that don't. And that's how it goes. And when you look at the spending on the federal level, you'll find out that half of it goes to the military.
Yeah.
At least half, because there's also a lot of off-book stuff, too.
So you get the Democrats in at one point, and they grow the one half, and then the Republicans get in, and they grow the other half.
Well, you say the Democrats don't like the ones with guns, but that's not true. They need their enforcers just like anyone else.
They like the ones with guns without uniforms.
There you go. Back to downsizedc.org. Big government permeates nearly every area of our lives. So, like a bad crime scene, point to a societal problem, and you'll frequently find one or more big government programs' fingerprints all over it. And here's the worst part. Big government grows bigger as a result of its own failures. In the private sector, failure to serve your market receives the just compensation of going out of business. Try naming the last 5 government programs that were closed. Now, those merged with other government agencies don't count. Closed.
None.
Failure is a key to success in the world of big government. A review of some of the week's news illustrates the point that big government failure is a thriving and growing business. The war on drugs, for instance, the marijuana policy project, and the economics blog Marginal Revolution are both reporting that a public policy analyst relying entirely on government statistics can demonstrate that marijuana is our nation's largest cash crop, as we reported last week. Bigger than corn, and soybeans combined. How's this possible? Isn't there a war on drugs? Well, of course there is, and that explains why it's so profitable. Freshmen in business school know that higher risk means higher potential reward, and black markets create insane profits. I think we've seen estimates of around 3,000% markups on these products.
I've heard higher than that, but, you know, whatever.
And so long as
it's so high, it doesn't even matter.
So long as you don't get caught, you won't have to pay taxes, fill out complicated forms, deal with OSHA inspectors, obtain permits, and worry about any other employment laws. The government prisons contain more than 800,000 nonviolent drug offenders, including folks merely using marijuana for serious medical conditions. The cost of the war on drugs is enormous. This war has been used to trash the Bill of Rights, illegally take people's stuff, and kill innocent people in no-knock raids, or burn down their house, like we talked about last night. Although that wasn't a drug raid, it was a raid for another reason. Yet marijuana is the largest cash crop in America. If we ever fall behind on our international competitors in producing corn and beans, now we know how to turn up the production. Just make them illegal. Actually, that might not necessarily increase production. It will just increase the price and there probably wouldn't be as big of a demand for corn and beans, considering you don't alter your consciousness. But nonetheless, his point remains. Big government, by the way, also issues a plan to fight illegal immigration. The Keystone? Well, the Real ID Act, of course. Here's a plan to make us receive big government's mark if we want to engage in commerce. Get a job, cash a check, open an account, buy cigarettes, alcohol, or a gun. We must also have the federal Leviathan's mark if we want to board a train, a plane, or drive an automobile. Without your papers, you'll essentially be a stranded non-person, unable to travel from point A to point B. Oh, and talk about invasion of privacy and identity theft. These Real ID cards will be used to track your every movement with radio frequency identification technology, RFID. These RFID chips are being inserted in nearly everything. And now we learn that a British man was able to clone an RFID signal from an e-passport in just 5 minutes. He thought it would take him an hour. In fact, Wayne, I think you brought us that story a couple weeks ago. Of course, the failure of this program only means that more money will be needed. Additional privacy measures must be implemented on top of this terrible program. But no thought is given to the obvious, admitting defeat and closing down the Real ID Act. Government doesn't work that way. Government never admits that it was wrong. And if it does, its plan is to, we'll get it right this time.
And as we reported last week, there are two senators who are threatening to introduce a bill that would repeal the Real ID Act, but for the wrong reasons. They're
proposed, for political reasons.
Well, yes, to grandstand and to show that they're champions of privacy because there are a few little window dressing regulations that they don't like, when the reality is it's a bad bill, it ruins our privacy, it tracks us like dogs, it was passed really improperly, it was snuck in. Under the radar, no one knew about it
really
until after it was. It was just sleazy and slimy, and it should be repealed for that reason alone.
It's so amusing when the politicians start playing politics with the laws. Like, for instance, George Bush talking about how he's willing to sign the minimum wage increase, the federal minimum wage increase of $2 an hour, so long as the Congress will give a business, he's got some business packages that he wants to pass that's going to help American business people. As he slaps them in the face, whatever his provisions are for business people, he's slapping them in the face with a minimum wage, which is definitely not going to help business people, and it's certainly not going to help low-wage workers who will end up losing their jobs. But they're just playing politics. You scratch my back, I'll scratch yours, and the big government gets bigger as a result. We'll come back with more from DownsizedDC.org and your calls as well about whatever's on your mind. Toll free at 800-259-9231. That is the Packet 8 toll free line for you. You take control of the airwaves. It is your show, Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-339-1097 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-339-1097. 1-800-339-1097.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features there. You'll find them completely free. And we do ask, though, that you voluntarily support the show by buying some stuff from us, like Free Talk Live branded merchandise, the Free Talk Live hats that we have. We've got Free Talk Live t-shirts and more, including DVD classic archive sets, a free marketeer flag, all there for you at store.freetalklive.com. So shop Free Talk Live store at store.freetalklive.com. As we return to downsizedc.org and Jim Babka with a few thoughts about just how government tends to, well, it just grows itself. It uses its own failures as an excuse to expand. And whenever government, and he made the point last segment, that when a government program fails, they get a bigger budget the next year.
Every time.
Whereas when a business fails, for instance, if your profits start dropping off, customers aren't coming through the door as often, there's a reason for that. It's because you aren't satisfying them. Your product is shoddy. Your service is lousy. Whatever the reason is, it can be corrected.
Mm-hmm.
But if you keep screwing up, you're going to go out of business because businesses don't have an unlimited pot of cash to keep delving into to keep their doors open, unlike government. Whenever government screws up and needs more money, they just go and take it from you. As Jim Babka continues, he says, big government must have many fingers at the ends of many arms to plug the abundance of holes it finds in the dikes that it builds. Well, I have but one finger for big government. I wish they'd kill their real ID plan and leave me alone. Then he says, Professor Stephen Bainbridge reports on an admission by the Federal Election Commission that the road to the White House is now going to cost $500 million per major party. That's right, $1 billion will be spent on the Republican and Democratic campaigns.
That's amazing.
How's this possible? I thought John McCain solved this problem for us. I sat in the Supreme Court and listened as the McCain-Feingold bill was reviewed and heard McCain's defenders whine about how money was corrupting. That line was bull then, and it still is. Money's required for speech. The incumbents know that it costs money to buy advertising time, and they know that advertising is required to get the media to take you seriously. And they know that the more the challenger spends, the more the incumbent has to spend to protect his seat. And the more the incumbent spends, the more likely the incumbent is to lose. Incumbents' reform plans, while diabolical, are genius. They portray themselves as caped crusaders out to protect us from corruption. And with the aid of the media, the public laps it up. Yet we know from 30 years of experience that reforms on money and politics haven't worked. We have more reform than ever, and yet corruption was the second major issue with voters this election. Amongst other things, we had two congressmen plead guilty to selling votes, and two others who, as I write this, are going through the criminal justice process. So that failed. But the failure is even more profound. Dark horse candidates are dropping out of the race for president in droves, and the election is still nearly 2 years away. They keep muttering things about David and Goliath. Still standing is a Goliath named John McCain saying, "Campaign finance reform has been very, very good to me." So what can we expect next? Well, incoming Speaker Nancy Pelosi has already told the press that the very first thing on the new congressional agenda will be lobbying reform. Yes, they've shut down your choice at the ballot box. Now they're going to go after favorite grassroots groups. Congress will start with the smaller, non-membership groups like DownsizedDC.org. They're going to burden us with expensive compliance requirements, and they'll force us to disclose our plans for future initiatives. I wish I could play competitive poker that way. But don't worry, say the incumbents. This time the program will actually do what we promise, and if not, we'll pass another reform. In fact, we had Jim on recently to talk about this new plan by Nancy Pelosi and the rest of Congress to regulate organizations like DownsizedDC.org. And essentially, as I recall, one of the regulations is that if they are dealing with 500, essentially, members, people on their mailing list, for instance, if you've got over 500 people, then you become subject to these reforms that they're going to be creating. You're going to have to be subject to all sorts of reporting requirements that you aren't currently subject to, and that means that instead of spending time on doing your outreach or doing your mission, whatever it is that your grassroots organization does, you're going to be spending time filling out government paperwork. And, of course, if you're required to fill out certain government paperwork and you don't fill it out in the appropriate manner, then there's going to be punishments for that.
You will go to the cooler.
Right. Well, in any sort of government, whenever there's government requirements, if you don't have that paperwork filed by a certain date, they like to charge you on a daily basis for not having it filed at that point,
you know,
let alone if it's correct or not.
It's so funny that, you know, all their rules and everything, and the only way they can enforce them is fines.
Mm-hmm. And the intention, of course, is to bankrupt these organizations, either bankrupt them by just sucking off all of their time that they normally would be using to run their organizations,
yep,
or bankrupt them by destroying their cash flow. And they're tired of hearing from you. They're tired of hearing from people that are concerned with the way government is operating.
Yeah,
and that's why they're stepping in the way of these organizations like Downsize DC.
They don't want to hear that.
It's very arrogant. Extremely. It doesn't anger you? I think we should all start writing to them even more.
It definitely angers me. And I know Downsize DC has a campaign to do exactly that at DownsizedDC.org. Well, even failure in Iraq is rewarded with increases. We've already seen with the war on drugs, the war on illegal immigration, the war on corruption, that when a government program fails to live up to its promise, and virtually all of them fail, that paradoxically the program expands. Last Wednesday, the Washington Post reported that George W. Bush admitted for the very first time, and after many adamant proclamations to the contrary, that we're, quote, not winning in Iraq. Perhaps he's ready to cut and run. Well, not quite. The Democratic Party made big gains in the recent elections. I think it's safe to say they didn't do it because of their policy proposals, nor was it because of the public's love and appreciation. They defeated a president who had lied us into a war that's now going quite badly. They defeated a party bogged down by scandal. They won because they weren't Republicans. They won because they offered the American people the only hope possible to end the war in Iraq. How are they responding? They're applauding the president as he begins his campaign for more troops in Iraq. In 2004, John Kerry campaigned for president. He did such a poor job of communicating his positions that it was unclear to most Americans that his proposal on Iraq was to send more troops.
Yeah.
He lost to the guy who said that more troops weren't necessary.
I think he was very effective in communicating his position because he didn't want people to know that his solution was to send more troops.
I see. So you're saying he was effective in obfuscating his position.
Absolutely. They wanted, the people that voted for him largely wanted wanted to be out of Iraq.
Right.
Now, the vast majority of people want to be out of Iraq, but unfortunately, we don't have a presidential election going on.
Now, when it's clear that this government program is failing, that is, the war in Iraq, the Washington Post is reporting that the guy who beat Kerry is floating trial balloons all over the place for Kerry's proposal. Randolph Bourne, an opponent of World War I, wrote, "War is the health of the state." And Bourne was on to something. War is a metaphor for every big government program. So, given the pattern, does it really surprise you that our fearless leaders are proposing more troops? We shouldn't be the least bit surprised. Failure in government is routinely rewarded with more government.
That's what it's done. Government fails, and then they get more money.
And then there are unintended consequences. When bad things happen, like when programs don't work, FEMA's rescue comes to mind as I write this sentence, we're told about unintended consequences, like no one saw this coming. Well, big government has so many unintended consequences that those consequences are, well, predictable. Big government hurts. Not content to inflict mild amounts of pain on its victims, big government expands. That's why we must downsize D.C. and break the cycle. And that's why we show up to work here every day. And that's why we support DownsizeDC.org here on Free Talk Live. And we like having them on the show and talking about what they're doing because they're one of the more, I think, active and effective pro-liberty organizations on a national scale.
I would, too. I don't have much hope for national politics. I think that the only way that we're going to fix national politics is the Free State Project. But Downsize DC seems to have the best idea going. So I'm with them. I do everything. I send, every time they send me an email and ask me to action item, I always, click on and sign and send a little note to my Congress critter.
Wayne, are you on the Downsize DC email dispatch?
I'm not, no, but I plan on getting on this year.
It's definitely something worth doing. It doesn't take a lot of time to get active with them. You just go, you sign up. You could probably sign up during one of the breaks. It's so fast. You get signed up for a free account. You go in there whenever there's an action item that interests you, and if you're a liberty-minded person, probably all of them will. And then you just log in. It's an instant thing, especially if you save a cookie. You're in there. You click a button. You can customize the message to your representatives that they send, or you can just send the default one, and it takes you literally seconds to get in contact with your representatives. And of course, if you're like me and you used to live in another state besides New Hampshire and have ever tried to contact one of your representatives, you know how difficult it can be. You know how depressing it can be when you pick up your phone and all you get is some aide who promises he's going to pass on the message to the representative. Of course, it's not that way here in New Hampshire. You actually get to talk to the individual that you're looking to speak with. So it really makes a difference up here, I think, what they're doing. Anyway, great organization, DownsizeDC.org. More on the way. Coming up, the real deficit. Turns out it's a little bit larger than the government has told us. We'll explain. On the way, Hour 2's coming up. It's your show, Free Talk Live. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Attention.